This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Commanders of the U.S.-backed forces in Syria say they are engaged in intense fighting Sunday. They are battling for the last shred of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in Syria. Earlier Sunday, a Syrian Democratic Force military media official told Reuters they expected the fighting near the Iraqi border would be a decisive battle. That's an SDF commander saying, our comrades are going well and strong. The Daesh fighters are at their end. If we continue in this way, God willing, in 5 days, we will get rid of them. Some 15,000 Syrian forces launched their final assault on the small IS enclave in the northeastern Syrian village of Baghouz late Friday. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido called on the Venezuelan people to take to the streets Monday to coincide with his planned return. Guaido was in Ecuador on Saturday as part of a tour of Latin American countries designed to increase pressure on disputed President Nicolas Maduro to resign. He said the fundamental values here are present. That's why we are here today. Requesting support, yes, because today an ally state needs it. We are not afraid to say it. Guaido, recognized by the U.S. and 50 other countries as Venezuela's interim leader, used his authority to invoke the Constitution to declare Maduro's leadership illegitimate because of election fraud. He also declared himself interim president. The U.S. and South Korea announced Saturday the two countries will end large-scale joint military exercises as part of diplomatic efforts. This is VOA News.